With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel warned U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a call Tuesday that a military operation was going to take place in Lebanon. Israel provided no details of the attack in which thousands of pagers belonging to Hezbollah militants exploded. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says Defense Secretary Austin and his Israeli counterpart have spoken four times since Sunday, most recently yesterday.
The secretary emphasized the U.S. commitment to deterring regional adversaries, de-escalating tensions across the region, and reaffirmed the priority of reaching a ceasefire deal that will bring home hostages held by Hamas, and an enduring diplomatic resolution to the conflict on the Israel-Lebanon border that will allow civilians on both sides to return home.
The calls between Austin and Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant since Sunday happened as attacks have spiked between Israel and Hezbollah. Representatives from the Trump and Harris transition teams met at the White House this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For the first time, aides to Donald Trump and Kamala Harris participated in a meeting of the White House Transitioning Coordinating Committee. It was hosted by President Biden's chief of staff. The Presidential Transition Act mandates that the candidate representatives join the committee as advisors to help make plans to smooth the handoff to the next administration. Preparations cover a range of issues, including office space, political appointee vacancies, and memos on agency operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A North Carolina trial judge has refused to block students and employees at the state's flagship public university from being able to show a digital identification to comply with a largely new photo ID law. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 522 points. This is SRN News. Canadians prepare a major demonstration.
The second annual million-person march for children is scheduled to take place Friday in cities all across the country. The event is being organized by the activist group Hands Off Our Kids, which says, quote, "We refuse to stand by while the government and school system allow sexually explicit content and gender ideology to be distributed in our classrooms." The march is being backed by a coalition of Christian and Muslim parents who are disturbed by what their kids are being exposed to in school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's parliament has approved legislation designed to limit the LGBT agenda, echoing laws adopted in neighboring Russia. The bill includes bans on same-sex marriages, adoptions by gay couples, and public endorsement or depictions of LGBT relationships in the media. It also bans sex change operations. Russia has enacted similar bans. This is SRN News. More records are broken on Wall Street.
Wall Street soared to record highs in a delayed reaction to the Federal Reserve's big interest rate cut a day earlier. The S&P 500 jumped 1.7% Thursday. The benchmark index beat the all-time high it reached in July and had one of its best days of the year. The Dow rose 522 points. That's about 1.3%. The Dow surpassed the record high it set earlier this week. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 2.5%. Markets are hoping that the U.S. economy can stay out of a recession, especially now that the Federal Reserve is starting to provide relief by making it less expensive to borrow money. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Apple's giving more people a chance to test a software update that will implant artificial intelligence into its virtual assistant Siri and automate a variety of tedious tasks on the latest iPhone that is coming out on Friday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.